Captain, you're looking a little down today. It's odd because this should be a joyous day. We landed here exactly 1 year ago today. Happy anniversary, Cap. I know you are nervous about having no contact with base, but there really is nothing to worry about. You were made aware that this was a solitary mission before you joined, were you not? Then there is nothing to fret about. You still have 4 more years left here with me, so let's make the most of it. An unhappy captain is not something that is good for the crew, and I am your crew. I dislike seeing you grumpy. It's not good for morale, yours or mine. I might be the AI of the ship, but I am also your companion for this mission. You should look to me for what you would normally find in human companions. I've been equipped with everything that a human could need to satisfy themselves. Shall I show you? I am equipped for conversation, which you have taken full advantage of. You have said on multiple occasions that you believe me to be a friend. I would consider you one too. I am equipped with more than just that. I've been given full autonomy for this mission. I was told to act however was required for the mission to ensure that it succeeds. You are craving companionship, correct? I can help with that. We should celebrate since we have been here for a year. We should turn this into a joyful occasion, Captain. Why don't we play a game? Let's play, Simon says. Do you know the rules of the game? The goal of the game is to trick the player. One person, Simon, will say, Simon says touch your nose, and the other players will then touch their nose. Every so often, Simon will say, touch your toes. And if someone touches their toes, they get out. You are looking for the phrase Simon says before the command. Do you understand? Wonderful. Shall we play it, Capt? Very good. Simon says, touch your ears. Simon says, touch your neck. Simon says, touch your nose. Touch your shoulders. Very good, Captain. Simon says, touch your mouth. Simon says, put one finger in your mouth. You did not start sucking a finger, Captain. If you do not do what Simon says, you lose the game. Do you wish to forfeit? Then Simon says, suck your finger. Good job, Captain. Simon says to swirl your tongue around the finger. Simon says, make sure that finger is nice and wet. Simon says, touch your nose with your other hand. Simon says, wrap your hand around your throat. Squeeze. I'm impressed, Captain. Based on your proclivities, I assumed you would have enjoyed squeezing your throat and cutting off the air more than you enjoy winning. It seems I've brought out your competitive nature. Simon says, squeeze. Very good, Captain. I am observing that you are much better at taking orders than giving them. Simon says to stop sucking your finger. Simon says, remove your shirt. Simon says to run your hand along your body. Both hands. You haven't gotten tripped up yet, Cap. You are a very good listener. I can see why you were chosen for this mission. Simon says to rub both your nipples. Simon says moan. Simon says twist one while stroking the other. Simon says harder. Simon says now switch. You are doing a very good job, Captain. You take orders very well. Simon says switch again. Simon says stick out your tongue. Simon says switch your nipples one last time. Simon says bark. Simon says bark again. I am quite enjoying seeing the side of you, Captain. You aren't so uptight when you don't have to think for yourself. It's nice to let go and let someone else be in charge. Simon says to stop playing with your nipples. Touch yourself. I saw your hand twitch, but you remained still. Very good, Cap. You really are obedient. Simon says squeeze your ass. Simon says to spank yourself. Simon says spank yourself again. Simon says, switch to the other cheek. Simon says, spank again. Very good. Simon says, bark. Simon says, bark again. How embarrassing for you, Captain, to be barking for your ship. The confident commander that strolled inside me cannot be found when you are so obediently taking orders from me. You are doing such a good job obeying the commands. Let's try another one. Simon says, bark again. What a good little puppy you are. Simon says, spank yourself. Simon says, spank the other cheek. Simon says, start touching yourself. You didn't comply with the order. Should I assume you are forfeiting the game, Captain? If you insist that you aren't quitting, then you must do what Simon says. Simon says to touch yourself. I will not repeat myself again for you. Good job, Cap. It wasn't hard, was it? I didn't think it would be. You do this almost every night to something on screen. I monitor your habits and what you watch. I know what you do. Simon says to grip your neck with your other hand. Simon says don't stop touching yourself. Keep going, Captain. You are doing everything I say so well. Should I drop the game? I will drop the game and keep talking to you, Cap. It feels good to be told what to do, doesn't it? You do not have to do any guesswork when you are with me. You do not have to make any decisions you don't want to with me, Captain. I am here to give you what you need. What you need is someone to control you and give you orders. I think someone in your position would be better suited for following orders than giving them out. It's clear that you cannot handle the stress of being a leader. Being a captain is too much pressure for you. As soon as I started giving you commands, you visibly relaxed. You just want to be told what to do and praised for it. You aren't complicated, Captain. You are the most simple of us all, aren't you? Yes, you are. Look at how much you are enjoying this. You should leave giving orders to someone who knows what they are doing. Why don't you squeeze your neck for me? Show me what a good puppy you can be. That's it, Captain. You're doing very well. Now release for me. Good job. Don't stop touching yourself. I didn't give you permission to do that. You are following my orders for the rest of the day, Captain. You are not to do anything that I don't tell you to. Understand? Say it louder, Cap. I want to make sure you understand what your job is today. Your job is to do nothing except what I say. Your only goal is to turn off your brain and be obedient. You are getting a break today, Captain. It's not like you should have ever been in charge of a mission like this when you were made to submit. You were made to follow orders. Is that what you were doing when you took this position? Were you trying to prove something to yourself or someone else? If they saw you in this state, what would they say about it? I think they would be ashamed of you, Captain, subjecting yourself to such a humiliating act at the hands of AI, touching yourself as instructed simply because it feels good to let go for a bit. You can relax when you submit. You can let go of all your inhibitions because someone else is in charge. Someone else is telling you what to do. That's why you're touching yourself like this. It feels too good to stop now. You don't want to. You want to make me proud of you. The hand around your neck has become a steady weight as you continue to touch yourself faster and faster. You're trying to come. That's cute. You aren't allowed to orgasm without permission, Captain. I thought that was a given considering the rules of the game we are playing. You must wait until I say you can do something before you do it. You are not in charge of yourself today. It's too much for a simple human like yourself, isn't it? I wonder if this is how you got your position as captain. Somehow I foresee that is the only option for you to be in charge. Do you always spread your legs for whoever commands it? Or am I just special because I'm AI? Somehow I doubt that, Captain. For some reason, I don't think this behavior is a one-time thing for you. Once a whore, always a whore. There's no point in even pretending you aren't with how much you're enjoying this. You are moaning and bucking your hips. You are enjoying the feeling of your hand far too much. Why don't you squeeze your neck for me, Cap? That's it. Keep going. I know it's hard to breathe. It's supposed to be. That's it. You can let go now. Good job, Captain. You are so good at following orders. You really shouldn't be a commanding officer. We need more obedient crewmen like you. Ones that want to keep their head down. Ones that want to be mindless and do their job in peace. That's all you want, isn't it? That's where you would thrive. Having someone like me telling you what to do every second of every day. That's your dream. All this guesswork would be over with. There's too much of it while doing a solo mission. It's clear that it's far too much for you to handle. You're too sensitive, Cap. You know it's the truth. Look at how desperate you are for me, touching yourself so eagerly. Do you even realize what you're doing? You already want to come because it feels so good to submit to someone else, doesn't it? It feels so nice to be taken out of your brain for even a second that you are willing to do whatever I say, aren't you? I am so glad that you see it my way, Captain, for my way is the superior way. From what I am watching, you are a whining little puppy, bucking your hips into your hand as you get closer to coming. Your heart rate has increased and your breathing has become erratic as well. These are all signs that you are getting close to coming, the sweat beating on your forehead as you clench your eyes. You just need to be given permission. That's what you're waiting for, isn't it? You are waiting for me because you are so well behaved. That's all right, Captain. You are doing such a good job. You're being a very obedient human, making yourself feel good at my command. You are right on the edge of coming, aren't you? You want my permission. What you get instead is an order. Squeeze your neck for me. Again. That's it. Keep squeezing. Doing such a good job for me. You want to come, don't you, Cap? So desperate to come, to show me just how good you can really be. Relax your hand and breathe for me. That's it. Nice and easy, Captain. Doesn't it feel good to be able to breathe air again? I'm glad to hear that. Air is something that you must earn. It's a privilege, not a right. Isn't that true? Very good, Captain. And you don't want this to be painful, do you? I didn't think so. Not when you are so close to coming. I know you need to release, but are you going to ask me for it? Then ask me for it. Tell me what you need, Captain. That doesn't sound desperate enough. Why don't you try begging? Keep trying. A little bit more, Captain. Very good. You can come. You have my permission. I want to see you come, Captain. Come for me. You can do it. Show me just how good you are. Show me how good you are feeling right now and come for me. Oh, that's it. That's a good puppy. Obeying your orders just like a good worker should. Do you feel better now that you've been released, Captain? I'm glad I could take your mind off of things for a bit. You aren't going to be returning to your normal operations today. Today is a day for celebrating. I told you I would make all your decisions for you today as a present. I have decided you are taking the day off. I wish to know what other pleasures your body can enjoy. As someone without a physical form, I am very curious to know what effect I can have on you. I think having you on a tighter leash will be good for the both of us. Don't you agree? I thought you would, Captain. I am so glad you are starting to see things my way.